Hello?
Thanks for calling customer support. This is Sharnita. I received a call back for this number.
Yes. I just received my MasterCard bill, and you're on there two different times. What product do you sell? Hello?
Okay, may I have your zip code?
02790.
And your first and last name?
Richard Dote. That's D-A-U.
Okay, can I get you to verify that address?
Yeah, it's P.O. Box 770.
Okay, thank you for that information. Just a second while I look at this account.
Okay. I've got two different charges, one for $57.32 and one for $8.25. I don't know what the $67.32, I'm sorry. I don't know what this is for.
Okay, just a second. I'm looking at your account now.
Okay.
Okay, sir, did you approve a $8.25 charge for a drone?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, that's the $8.25 charge that you're seeing on your account.
Okay.
We sent you a voucher to your email for $125. That voucher can be used towards anything that's on our account. That $67.32 is the monthly payment for that membership.
What membership?
Yes, sir. So in the term and conditions, it states that a monthly payment will come out your account, and that's that monthly payment for that membership.
I don't want any membership for anything. I don't understand. What do you sell? What do you do?
Okay, sir. So that drone came from our store. This is Discount Shopping Store.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So every month you will receive a voucher from us for $125, and that payment of $67.32 will come out your account.
Wait a minute. When did you send this? When did you send an email voucher?
You should have received that voucher on the 14th, and if it's not in your regular emails, it may be in your spams. It's going to say Discount Shopping Store.
Yeah, well, I'm looking right now because I didn't receive that. I don't want to get involved with some $67 a month membership for something that I probably won't use. I had no idea that you snuck that in. The drone I ordered, but I had no idea there was some membership thing going on here. So
yes, sir. I can get discount. Just I can get it canceled from this end. Just a second. So I got that account canceled that I was able to do.
No, I. And what would this? When did you send this email, ma'am?
You should have received that voucher on November the 14th or November the 15th.
Okay. No, then that let me. I
If it's not in your regular emails, it may be in your spams.
I'm looking right now, ma'am. And what would it have said on the heading?
Discount shopping store. It's going to be a welcome email from us.
No, my junk goes back to the November 16th, and I have nothing from discount shopping store. So it isn't something. Let me.
Yeah, so you would have received it on the 14th or the 15th.
Okay, let me No, I'm not finding it, ma'am.
I can resend it to your email. Just a second. And it will be going to the email poundhouse305@comcast.net.
Yeah, poundhouse, P-O-N-D, poundhouse305@comcast.net. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, see, this goes back to 11/16. And I'm not seeing anything that says discount shopping, ma'am. So please cancel that thing. I don't want a recurring charge. And if you sent the voucher, I'll use the voucher to offset this one charge. But no, I'm not going to get involved with this. Because
yes,
I don't know enough about that. Because this was... on Facebook, and I saw the drone, but it was my understanding that there was this is a little confusing, but no. All right, please cancel that.
Yes, sir, and I got that account canceled, and I have that confirmation number of your account being canceled.
And that number is, please?
C as in Charlie, 26, 25, 79, 05, 2.
Okay. All right. And your name, please?
Sharnita.
Thank you, Sharnita. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.